Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Hey, the 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, 7 Night Ticket is combined with the team at Local 10 to give you the best extensive coverage from watch to warn to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to the ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Coverage on the ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10, AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, the ticket. So, we had some laughs yesterday at the end of the show. Ed Orgeron, who we thought was running on a beach. Apparently, it wasn't him. Disappointing. I thought it was him. I'd like to imagine that.
Did he say it wasn't him? He didn't say it wasn't him. I need to hear him say it.
All I got for you on this from Ed Orgeron is this. And Ed Orgeron wanted to let you know what's coming for Tiger football this year. And this is what he had to say.
Last year, there was negativity. People didn't know what type of football team we were going to have. They were talking about this, talking about that. Now this year, they say we're going to have a really good football team. And I do believe we're going to have a really good football team. But we have to get back to work. We have to get back to the true grit and the fundamentals that it takes in camp and block out the noise. And I know our team's going to do that with tremendous leadership.
So terrifying.
He's not human, right? Like, he's K-Man?
I don't know, man. Like
he's not fully developed?
I tell you what.
I don't think he would.
What I'm not worried after you.
What part of Louisiana is this from, Leroy?
Where Bobby Boucher grew up.
So, like, there's just a...
No, where LSU is? LSU is in Baton Rouge.
No. But where is that Orgeron from?
I'm looking it up.
Like, is there a family of Orgerons that are just talking like this?
Yeah. He probably coached in the Bourbon Bowl.
Right.
He was born in La Rose, Louisiana. L-A-R-O-S-E.
Man.
Let's look that up.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Boucher.
Wait, yo. Listen, wait a minute.
Bourbon Bowl?
Seriously. You talking about the Bayou.
Bean Gator.
There is nothing. He is deep Bayou.
Yeah.
So, like, where is this, like, on the scale?
Like, down
like
in
the... You know how you
take... Wait, you know what? Just come here for a second.
Think about
just...
this. All of New Orleans and everywhere else, you can go I-10 straight across. Right? You go I-10 to some road I
like
never
he's
heard
down
of.
In like like parts unknown area.
He's Dusty Crump.
Right. Yes.
Pretty much.
People say we're going to be a bad team last year. They didn't know what the hell they were talking about. We're going to be a good team this year. Go Tiger.
Well, it's a science.
Dusty. Oh, man. I found out, by the way, that 20-foot snake, I don't know who's shooting, but there was like a 20-foot, that's a zoo-grown snake that's getting to the record, not a captured one.
That's not
so
fair.
Nobody is top of the
found
record
the
yet.
Found the super snake.
Hey, you
know, that was Adrian.
Yeah,
man.
I need some drinkage. Huh? I'm feeling very dehydrated.
Why?
I don't know.
What have you done?
I don't want to talk about it.
Really? Yeah, that's more. Here. You know what?
I need some sort of hydration. That's all.
Get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Sorry, I was reading all about La Rose, Louisiana.
Dude,
so many fun facts.
There is no fun facts about La Rose.
The only notable person to come from La Rose, Louisiana is Ed Orgeron.
Of course.
Exactly. It would have been funnier if they would have said Bobby Boucher.
There's one library. There's one post office. It's like 7,000 people. Anyways, it is a Hawaiian punch-out night at Marlins Park.
Hell yeah.
It is a Jordan Yamamoto night. He is going for the fish as they host the Padres. Our boy Jesse Agler's in town. What's up, Jesse?
That's cool.
And... Anyways,
I spotted for him last year, the Florida State game.
That's true. You did. Logan Allen is going for the Padres at 2-1 with 4.50 ERA. First pitch is 7:10. Get out to Marlins Park. Other stuff going on. There's a little bit of NBA news. Looks like the Mavericks, Mark Cuban's been fined $50,000 for leaking information from the owners' meetings.
How do you know it was him?
Because it's easy to catch him.
I mean, come on.
He's nefarious.
He probably said, hey, tell him it's Mark Cuban. I mean, and Tiger Woods, did you see this? He said that the Masters took too much out of him. Too much out of him.
What do you mean it took too much out of him?
Took
like, injury?
Masters took too much out of him.
That kind of was the story. We're just waiting for him to win one more.
He said that the win at Augusta in April exacted a toll, and the state of his game entering the Open at Royal Portrush is not at the same level. Like, he's not back to where he was. Mm-hmm. He was that pushed back by the Masters win. He tried that hard.
All right, do it once a year then. I mean,
that sounds
crazy coming from a guy who's won 9 tournaments in a row.
I'm about to say, but like, what does he mean he's not, like, how is it all the way out of him? Am I a jerk to say it's golf?
No. He hasn't put in the game work that he normally does before.
I'm going to go on.
So he's so fat you, cat. Like, you, he's on the victory
wait,
tour.
Wait. I'm going to read this quote you analyze golf game wise. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
He says, my touch around the greens is right where I need to have it. He says, I still need to get the shape of the golf ball a little bit better than I am right now, especially with the weather coming in and the winds are going to be changing. I'm going to have to be able to cut the ball, draw the ball, hit at different heights, and move it all around. Today was a good range session. I need another one tomorrow, and hopefully that will be enough to be ready. Translate.
It means that he worked on pretty much nothing but chipping, either because of his back or whatever.
So you think he might be hurting a little bit?
It could be. And the other thing is that one of the things that Tiger has been the best at is hitting whatever shot he needed to hit. You know, whether it's a high shot, a low shot.
Is this going to be a bad tee shot tournament for him?
Well, this is one of those tournaments where you could go a whole week without hitting driver. Depending on the course? No, it's just the British Open, the ball rolls forever.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just trying to avoid pot bunkers.
I gotcha.
So that's why if you have a guy who's terrible off the tee, he may still have a chance because he could get away with hitting less than driver.
By the way, shout out to Chad Johnson, who continues to recruit players for the Heat on Twitter.
Who's he recruiting now?
Chris Paul.
How do you recruit a guy that's not a free agent?
Well, I was going to say that. Like, I just wanted to let him know, like, hey, thank you, Chad. You don't really have to recruit Chris Paul because – either trade for him or they don't. I appreciate the effort. I'd like it focused on Bradley Beal continuing to make us, just make a mess of everything in Washington, even though I don't quite think that's his style. He's been very classy with all the stuff that goes down. But, you know, I hope he's less classy in 10 days. Am I a bad person for wanting that? Like, does that make me the same as Rich Paul, where he, like, nukes the Pelicans and is just like, guess what? Guess what, AD? Time to mess up some relationships. But in a way, that's the foundation of the Heat. We are built on disgruntled athletes. Everybody who comes here was probably disgruntled somewhere else, except for Dwayne Wade, who was at one point disgruntled with the Heat and then came back.
Yeah. I mean,
had a pretty rough go in Chicago and Cleveland.
I would just say this. It's pretty amazing the stance you take with UD, but you didn't take it with D-Wade when he...
We were all on D-Wade's side.
I was on D-Wade's side. I didn't like him going to Cleveland because he had the choice.
Wait, once he leaves,
he gave back all the money he got by leaving and he gave it all back to go to Cleveland.
But it's okay. Perfect ending.
Perfect ending.
By the way, speaking of bodies that look like retirement, I saw UD post a picture of D-Wade in Greece. He's enjoying Greece.
He's vacationing.
He's vacationing.
Well, did you see?
He's retired. Check this out.
So on the night they were in L.A., they did the ESPYs and the Kids' Choice Awards, right? And they left from there to go fly like 27 million hours. There was like a flight delay or whatever.
Does Gabrielle Union live her life on a red carpet? Basically. Is she that kind of a starlet?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's crazy. Like, she is, I feel like every day I see her dressed to the nines.
Correct.
She's at a Met Gala. She's at an award
or
show.
Or working ass. She's or working out.
Damn it, Beast.
Minus one, man.
Minus one.
What did I do?
Oh no, but that don't sound like a Gatorade commercial.
You were thinking of
working your ass out.
Let him
Deadspin.
You know what?
Son
the
of a
ship
bitch.
Is sinking. I'm on a lifeboat. I'm heading out.
But I want to finish the story.
I'm scared.
The night they were leaving, like waiting to catch their plane, Dwayne Wade like comes in with this bag of food, like that they're gonna munch on before they get on this plane. And I'm like, okay, this is like, I'm waiting to see what he's going to bring out of this bag of food. And like, I'm not saying it was, but it looked like it was all of Panda Express.
Good for him.
And I was just like.
Oh, you remember when Riley got me, he just had your last stack of pancakes.
Right. Like,
I would be eating so many pancakes right now.
There was like, he had so many plastic bins of Chinese.
Right now?
No, me, I eat pancakes.
We get up in the morning to go eat breakfast and you have a head start.
Yeah. Vegas buffets, here I come.
Oh,
do you guys do that when you get out there?
I try not to do it too hard because I will be slothy by hour three. But once the show's over, it is.
Hey, let me tell you.
All right, so they've just released the list of most favorable sports personalities.
What does that mean?
Like who the public, you know, like the Q score, like who the public.
Does that include athletes or just broadcasters?
It is people that are not athletes, so broadcasters or people around sports.
Okay, I'm into that.
Ready?
Stephen A's number one.
No, number one, 79% favorable, Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay.
Vanilla.
Wait.
The next one's going to surprise you, though.
Doris Burke?
77% favorable, Charles Barkley.
Oh, I can see that.
Above 66% favorable, Al Michaels.
Really?
Yep.
Still
doing the thing?
Dan Patrick, 65%.
Yeah, he's very likable.
Jim Nantz, 60%.
He's giving away ties.
I could take a leave, Nantz.
Oh, you know what? They did this out of order because Tony Romo, 69%. Nice.
Yeah, everybody loves Tony Romo now. I'm actually kind of surprised he's not higher.
Okay, now it comes back to order. Chris Collinsworth, 59%. Tirico, 50%. Scott Van Pelt, 52%.
I would have thought him be high. He would be higher.
Who's that?
I mean, his sports center is on at midnight. Nobody's watching it except for me.
The West Coast, man. Everything's done on the
Shefty,
West Coast.
Shefty, only 48%. Why does he have haters?
Because it's not football season.
Sometimes you're a force bad news for your
team. Ernie Johnson, 44%? Really?
That surprises me.
That surprises me.
He'd be higher, right?
Fowler, 44%?
Is this popularity or is this recognizability?
What is the list?
It's Q rating. It's all of that.
Is most popular sports personality.
All right. But
net favorability.
So it's just based on liking the person.
Yes.
Not whether or not you know who they
correct.
Are.
Correct. Herb Street's at 45.
Now I figure Herb Street would
Rachel
be
Nichols at 42. Kobe Bryant, 61. No. Joe Buck, 52. A-Rod, 56.
What?
I tell you
A-Rod's what. A-Rod's higher than Rachel Nichols?
Correct.
Yes.
What?
You know why? Which
How?
Wait. Which J-Lo's?
Give me a person who hates
which
Rachel Nichols.
Which J-Lo's Q rating?
I haven't gotten to her yet.
He's caught up He's caught up in her...
A-Rod's more popular than Chris Fowler and Ernie Johnson.
How?
More likable
as
than...
As far as pop?
A-Rod's more likable than Shefty.
As far as pop...
Where's Woj?
Listen.
Woj on there?
As far as pop culture...
Yes.
As far as
Woj
pop
is
culture...
Woj is only 38.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, guess what? I'm going to be honest with you.
Wilbon, though. Wilbon. Wilbon, 39.
Until recently, I didn't even know what Woj looked like.
Billis, 38.
He was just a name.
A Woj bomb. It was a Twitter.
Oh, this is surprising. Billis, 38, but then Reese Davis, only 34. Kornheiser, 37. Florio, 32. Peter King, 32. Bill Simmons, 33. Just ahead of our boy Lebatard, 32.
Huh.
Our boy Feinbaum, 29.
Yeah.
That's hard times, Feinbaum.
Cowherd, 38. Stephen A. Smith, 40.
I would think he would be higher.
And last but not least,
if Barkley's so high, I'm surprised that Stephen A is not that high.
Skip Bayless.
12.
Want to guess?
12.
Three.
37.
I still don't kind of get this. I don't understand if it's based on fame. I don't feel like anybody likes Skip Bayless.
I'll send it to you. You can study it later.
Oh. Like, do you think anybody likes Skip Bayless?
Like, hey.
Where's Windhorst?
He's not on this list. He didn't make the top, whatever.
Why?
What do you got?
Don't send me stuff that you find interesting, but you know I'm not going to like.
I'm not sending it to you.
He don't want to hear it. Really? Are you interested in that, Tobin?
Where's Norman Chad?
I just don't get it.
I'm just sending it to him so he can...
Oh, God. Hey, you guys want the real local sports news sent right to your device? We can do that for you. Download the radio.com app, although our podcasts are pooping the bed right now.
What's the deal with that? Is that a...
Email brian.london at entercom.com.
Stop. Like, is it something I have to deal with on the corporate side? Or
I would
no?
like you to.
Okay, what's the issue?
They're our podcasts aren't showing up, man.
Like, we're having the same issue that we had in the last one.
Yeah, and I did the solution that I've been doing the last time where, like, I got to make sure the playlist is
That's
on there.
Brown
I went
jerseys.
Back and double did it.
Yep.
And it doesn't see. It's going to iTunes. Like, if you're an iTunes subscriber or Apple podcast subscriber, that's working. I think Google Play
Maybe
is working.
You keep turning the phone
that's
before
the
I can
see. The new Browns jersey.
Oh, it looks
Look
horrible.
Look at the color.
I thought you were going to take my corporate complaint.
No, I am, but he's shoving a phone in my face.
Because we're doing a radio show.
I'm trying to fix our podcast.
We're trying to fix the podcast. No. How about our podcast?
Wait, our podcast.
Dude says the last.
Our podcast is showing up like on Apple Podcast and Google Play.
No, but like our show, not the morning show.
No, our show.
Like they're not updating either?
No.
Oh, well.
They're not.
Okay.
No, they're not. Like I think the last one we had up there on the radio.com app is like the 10th.
So like, take that bam back because bam ain't happening.
I didn't say bam. I didn't even finish the read. Radio.com. It's a beaut.
That should be the tagline.
So Ezekiel Elliott's not going to show up to training camp, huh? That's going to be a thing? Is he going to show up to training camp?
He's holding out?
I got to tell you, man.
We had this conversation. We might as well have it now.
Yeah, there's something about these running backs, man. I want some justice for running backs.
Here's the deal. Like, we all understand it's a small window or whatever. And all these guys having these issues are in... going into the last year of their rookie deal.
Right.
Which in most cases, if you're any good, they are redoing them anyway. So it's not like they're asking for the team to go out of their limb.
If you're a fifth round pick, do you have the same number of
years? You only have 3 years.
Only 3 years. Okay.
And maybe even two after a certain period of time.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, like, it's not fair.
Right. No. So here's the deal. But they always usually redo it before the last year. So what these guys are asking isn't a reach. But here's the kicker. For example, the Cowboys have three guys they got to take care of. Dak, they got to take care of Mari,
and
they have to take care of Zeke, right? Now, who's the guy that you take care of first? The quarterback. Everybody says, yeah, the quarterback. But what guy is most important to the success of the other two?
Yeah, I think it's Zeke, isn't it?
Right.
It's the offensive line.
So, regardless of what you think about the running back, if you have a special guy, a guy that's that instrumental in the success of the other guys you want to pay, don't you have to break him off? Same thing can be said about, and look, there's even more proof out in San Diego.
L.A.
Right? I mean, in L.A. Call them San Diego. The
that's
Chargers.
A shot.
The Chargers, right?
Both L.A.'s, actually.
Right. They have even more of a dilemma because there is statistics proving that when their running back is not there, their quarterback sucks. So if you're a running back, don't you have to use that information to have them do something which is normally already done by this time?
Well, this is the thing that I find it's got to be just frustrating because – I know it's not apples to apples because the leagues aren't the same, but like, for example, like Ben Simmons, right? He's played 3 years, really 2 years.
Right.
And he gets a $170 million contract, can't even hit a jumper. And then like Zeke, who's been the face of the Cowboys, basically, super important, does everything right. But you know that the more the years tick on, they're going to hold that against him to not pay him.
Right.
And so like he can't have an out. Here. Early in his contract, say, "All right, can I get paid what I'm worth now?"
I hate what Dan did this the other day. he's talking about how football players are looking at basketball players and looking at how much money they make. No, they're not. But they're looking at their contemporaries. They're looking at the guys that they play with, the kind of money they're making.
Right.
So they're looking at Bell. They're looking at
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley just got paid. And they're comparing themselves to that.
Right.
They're not looking at it. Football players don't care about another sport. It's different rules.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. So them having power and say, ooh, I can demand a trade. No, man. You don't care about that.
It didn't really work out for Le'Veon Bell. Like, they finally said, okay, we're not going to keep you on the franchise anymore. So I guess it exhausted that and he could go to the team that he wanted. But, like, he still didn't get all the money he should have.
Sure he did.
Nah, because, like, he should have gotten it, like, a year earlier. You know?
Yeah, but here, understand this. Let's think about this realistically. If he had taken a $13 million and got hurt and, say, a Boogie Cousins, hold on. Okay. If he'd taken the money and gotten Boogie Cousins, how much money would he have gotten?
$3 million the next year?
No.
If he tears his Achilles.
Right.
Yeah, if he has like a minor hamstring injury, he still can get that
but
same contract.
If he tears his Achilles or he blows out his knee.
Maybe he does, but then like as soon as you get that first like docked injury on you, like people are going to be like,
right. Okay. So he lost $13 million. He just got $40 million guaranteed.
But he also could have played out that $14 million season and then gotten that same contract.
Listen,
I mean,
no.
But
you guys are. Understand how brutal it is on running back?
Yeah, but we're just assuming if he plays, he's going to get hurt.
No.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, that was his second franchise, wasn't it?
Who?
The one that he sat out. It was his second franchise tag, wasn't it?
It was a second tag, yes.
Okay. Right. They refused to pay him.
You shouldn't get two franchise tags.
Right.
Two franchise tags, ridiculous.
Right.
So, like, he should have been able to go out and get that year and
get
that.
You know who else got it? The quarterback of Washington. Kirk Cousins.
He swindled everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Football Ponzi schemer.
Really? I think we put that moniker on him because they have deemed him a game manager, and there is nothing that. But if you go look at his numbers, he's not technically a game manager. His numbers dictate he's not.
Well,
but
think,
why do
I
we,
just, well,
we have put that moniker
well,
on
kind
him?
Kind of the reason why, though. Like, if you get franchised twice and then the team doesn't want you, and you go sign a huge guaranteed contract somewhere else, like
and played well for them. That means Washington was wrong.
I guess, or they were scared. I don't know.
Or whatever. But look, and then brought in Case Keenum.
Yeah. Well, then they got the other Haskins.
Haskins. But yeah. So you guys making it sound but he could have got that and then this, but the whole point about playing football and playing as and playing running back is you can't make that assumption. Okay? He got $40 million. So if he would have got franchised last year and then franchised again this year, he would have got a total of like $35
million. Yeah, but like that to me is kind of like what I'm also upset about with the system. Like, I don't think you should be able to franchise somebody twice.
Right.
Like, he should have been able to hit the open market last year.
Right. But
get his $40 million or whatever it would have been. And he would have been younger, and I imagine maybe could have gotten a bigger guarantee.
Right. Right. But my point is that we all say, he threw that money away. No, he didn't. Because if he gets hurt, like, it happens all the time.
I see what you're saying. Like, ultimately, he ended up with a safer nest egg of guaranteed money.
Sure.
But I think the part of me is upset with the fact that he had to go to that extreme measure.
Right.
And it's still not a perfect situation because he's a year older, lost a year off his career of not getting to play football.
Yeah,
and
but
I would have.
He got his money.
I guess.
Now, put you in the same situation with the other two guys who were in the last year of their deal. And by the way, if you are good in football, right, there's no way they're going to allow you to get to your last year of your deal.
Right.
Both of these guys, Melvin Gordon Zeke Elliott, have been very productive and are one of the reasons why their quarterbacks are having success. So the conversation that we are having about these two guys, normally we would never have.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody to think that these guys are being ridiculous, it's kind of...
Yeah, he has two more years on his contract. This year, it's 3.8. And next year, it's a 9.9
So Ezekiel
I'm sorry, 9.09.
Ezekiel, I'm a little different with, right? But I understand what he's doing, but he has 2 years left. Never going to be the guy to, you know, tell him he's wrong for doing it. But at the same time, with 2 years left,
yeah, but
two other guys.
But he has to look at what's going on with Melvin Gordon.
Sure.
And think to himself, the older I get, the less of a chance I get.
I'm not saying he's wrong. But with 2 years, I'm not going to be mad if the team waits until they take care of the other two guys.
And Amari is, I'm assuming they franchise tagged him, right? Is that what went down? Because he's making 13.9 this year?
No.
That's just the last year of his contract?
Yeah.
Damn. Great.
And he was like the fourth pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that was, he was a couple of years before Ezekiel.
So did he sign it? I think he's in the second year of his contract?
No, he's under his rookie deal.
So it's his last year?
Yes.
So they should redo
his. This is his fifth year option.
They should redo his simply because it'll give them room under the cap to sign the other two guys. So I think the order in which it will get done is Dak has another year. Or this is last year coming up. They need to get rid of that $13 million.
I think Dak may have 2 years because I would imagine he has the same contract. Unless he was a fourth-round pick, does he have a shorter contract?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So they're going to take care of Amari Cooper first, because if the other two guys have a chance of getting taken care of, the first thing they have to do is get up from under that $13 million. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they could probably give him $40, $50 million guaranteed and only count 9 or 10 against the cap, and it'll give him a little room. 2 years left. What's that?
I'm bringing up his contract. This is Dak, and this is the last year of his deal.
Right. 2 years left. I'm always a little skeptical, right? Like,
But for his position, I get why he's making a stink earlier on about it.
I do get it. Plus, the other thing you never know is you don't know what their conversations are. Maybe the conversation with her, we'll take care of you in the offseason, just be patient.
You know what I think they could do from the NBA from this standpoint? Like, maybe if you hit, you know how like in the NBA, if you get like all NBA or MVP, you're eligible for Supermax?
Sure.
Like, maybe in the NFL, if you hit certain benchmarks as a rookie, you should be eligible for a new deal. Like, you should be eligible to opt out.
Like, if you're rookie of the year.
You know how like in the NBA? You know how you like in the NBA, you have like all NBA. If you make all NBA, you're defensive. Mm-hmm. If you're all star MVP, you get like you have benchmarks to hit to be eligible for Supermax.
Right.
I think maybe in the NFL they should do something like that, where it's like you get certain benchmarks, and you should be allowed to opt out of your contract.
In football?
Yep.
No.
Why?
Why?
Because look. And it's not that I'm taking a side on this, but the problem that we have now is that if the owners can cut you anytime they want and it costs them nothing, then the players should be able to do the same. So they need to have some control over either side so that a contract is a contract. You understand what I'm saying? I get, like, where these guys are on their rookie deal. That's different, right? When a guy has 2 years on his rookie deal, like, you don't want to ever go to a season hoping that your guy does poorly so you don't have to pay him.
I get that. That could be a weird situation.
Right. So there has to be some kind of control on it so that you still want the success of the player. Because guess what?
But ultimately, like, It could end up being better because it could be one of these things where, like, they're not giving Zeke the ball 400 times while he's 23. And
oh, no, they're still trying to win, dude. Well, please. Please. You know how they treat running backs? Like they can get another one.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing about that. There's only a handful of bona fide, game-changing running backs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of guys who are serviceable running backs, going to have good numbers, but they're not afraid of them. But when they game plan for a team, you're not saying, we have to stop this guy. Years ago, it was like, stop the running back, you stop the heart of the offense.
But what
it's
if it
not
could,
like that.
But what if it could be one of these things where, like, if the NFL was to go in this new situation, we have seen with the NBA how popular free agency is and movement. There's really not that much of a chance to get it in football, because if you are a legit superstar, especially a quarterback, kind of locked into them. Like, they're not going to go. Like, there was a little scuttle of Russell Wilson wanting to go to the Giants, but there's not really any chance for him to go to the Giants because
no.
he's going to get franchised 100 times.
Correct.
Right.
And then they just give him a haul. Like, what if he could hit those marks and then he could opt out, and then you can go orking for Russell Wilson?
Ooh.
No, yeah. because it's still no.
Ooh, the NFL
no,
offseason.
No.
Yeah.
Because then they'll franchise you. It just started
no
the process.
Forget about the franchise. Let's get rid of it. It's ridiculous.
Orking.
Yeah, if you do that, they might, you know, stop giving the running back the ball. You know, if he has, if he's about a carry or a yard away from that bonus, they won't, you know, they won't give him the carry.
Let me explain.
He forgot about Kelly Olynyk's bonus. They were just like, ah, let Kelly shoot.
Like, yeah, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful with, like, although bonuses depend on performance and stuff like that, you have to be careful where the team has control over, right? Like, well, as a fan,
I just feel like
as a fan, would you be pissed off if a player's not playing because a team doesn't want him to get his bonus?
Yes.
Yeah, I would be pissed.
So I don't want to see that in, if the whole idea is to put the best product out there, then I don't want to have a situation on either side where either the player or the team is not doing everything other than trying to win.
But I do think that it's one of those situations, like, you wouldn't be in a situation where Le'Veon Bell feels like he's got to take a year off because there's just more options now for him. He can just go out there, play his butt off, and they're not going to not play Le'Veon Bell.
The reason why Le'Veon Bell's not there is not a Le'Veon Bell problem. It's a Steelers problem.
And a Roethlisberger problem.
Yes.
I know we're up against it. On the other side, we have some developments as it relates to Space Jam 2.
Oh, what's next? You got to know when to hold, know when to fold. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, we got a really cool prize. Leroy and I are heading out to Vegas this week for Manny Pacquiao against Keith Thurman. WBA World Welterweight title on the line. Order it on pay-per-view. But we also have a boxing glove signed by both fighters. If you guys want to win it,
that is cool.
Register at theticketmiami.com. Robbie is pumped up. Tonight is World Series of Poker. Final table, Robbie? Is that what's going
on? It's a final three players.
Final three players, boys.
And by the way, you may think it's a joke, you know, who watched the World Series of Poker.
I don't think that, but.
Wait, is this on Espen?
It is. The big one. Not two, not three, not four, not five.
The mothership?
This is the second highest turnout.
Yes.
They had like 6,100 people put in 10 grand.
Yeah, first place gave $10 million.
What time is this on? I might have to tune this in.
9 o'clock.
I don't understand what's going on, but I'll tune it in.
You know, one thing I'd ask, do they show the World Series of Poker at the poker room? Or are they not?
Oh, it's going to be on. It's ESPN.
Or do they not want
to
distract
people? It's the biggest
poker
event. It's like if you were playing pickup football, right?
Pickup football?
I don't know. I don't play football for free, so I don't know what you call it.
How about pickup basketball?
No, football.
Okay.
And the Super Bowl came on.
Yeah.
And you were in the backyard. Would you turn it on and watch?
I guess. But wouldn't you stop playing football?
Stop playing.
Like, aren't they afraid that people are going to stop pokering so that they can
watch the poker? No, you can play and watch.
Dude, poker is so slow. Like, I'm telling you, I don't have the patience. I play the
It's a grind.
I play the slowest game in the casino.
Paya.
Yeah, you're splitting the pot half the time.
You shut up because you're lucky I saved you from spending $8,000 in Vegas for not even gambling.
I thought I was going to see
a guy. He was spending $1,000 a drink right in the bar behind me, and I'm getting free drinks. I'm like,
it wasn't that expensive. It was the Hooters bar.
I'm like, what are you doing?
That place.
Oh,
listen,
by the way.
Listen, if there's an end of the world, it's in the Hooters casino.
We almost saw a guy get taken down at the casino because he was arguing over his pie gal hand.
Right.
I thought it was about to go down.
Listen.
By the way.
By the way,
I got to tell you. One would think that the hottest Hooters girls would be in Vegas.
Yep.
One would be wrong. Those are the retired Hooters girls.
Hard times.
That casino, that hotel, that location, all it does is say hard times.
When we went there.
The only thing worse is if you go to downtown, like the old school Vegas.
We went there, and I think a Hagen crowd over there too at the time, and it was There was a mixed martial arts weigh-in going on at the pool.
Right. And we were walking like... through the casino like, hey, what's going on? There's a weigh-in. Right? Like, just...
And it, I don't know what promotion it was.
Yeah.
It was hard times promotion. It was like...
It wasn't even Bellator. It was
No, I promise you. If Tobin walks down the strip, if we walk down the strip,
yeah,
and he sees there's a fight somewhere and there's a weigh-in,
yeah,
he will go in.
Right.
He saw this weigh-in. He was like, what?
What is this doing here?
They just, it was almost like, you know how when they put the fake basketball rim up and dunk on people?
Dude.
They just put up a weigh-in.
Listen, the one hotel that I told you not to stay at, you stayed at, it wasn't your choice. Like, that place is bad, but it's not as bad as...
Palacio de Hooters?
Yeah, I mean...
I got to tell you, nothing is hotter than the Excalibur. Not the Excalibur, but what's the pyramid?
The Luxor.
The Luxor.
Because
pool.
You go out by the pool, it's all attached, right?
Right.
But the pool is a mirror coming off the side of the pyramid, cooking you even more.
Listen, I'm spoiled. When I go to Vegas, like, if, not for work purposes, like, I'm straight Venetian or Bellagio situation. I can't be bothered with the end of the strip.
If you go to the Rio, you can catch the World Series of Poker.
Speaking of picks, here's where we stand 2 weeks into July.
Oh, don't forget, I have the Space Jam story, so don't forget.
This is an upset. Ready?
Right now.
I'm 2-1.
Atop the leaderboard. Beast, 4-2. An upset. A true upset.
Yep.
And I got screwed by the big three. I lost by a point.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Killer threes lost by a point.
Oh, this damn big three. It's killing me.
Oh.
Leroy and Robbie are both 3-3. And I find myself at 1-5.
Big three is killing him.
I hate this league.
You better pull some boxing or something this week. Could you imagine,
like, Ice Cube comes on and say, man, I got to tell you, your league, not working for us. We can't pick none of the games.
I think you guys may get a reprieve from the big three this week.
No! Robbie?
Because we got the British Open.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. And, you know, big boxing and, you know, UFC, too.
Ready? You want me to give you a flyer?
Yeah.
Charlie Hoffman.
As somebody that, not a favorite, that might sneak in there?
Yep. Look.
Patrick Cantlay. That's always a go-to.
Patrick Cantlay is another one. He's always up around. If you look at all the majors, he's always up around there. It's just a matter of him finishing. But he'll be a long shot.
You chewing gum? What do you got for Space Jam?
All right.
Probably wish you had tried that a few years earlier.
So, you know, this summer, they're filming the Space Jam 2 with this guy LeBron.
Yep.
Well, we got a positive. We now have learned that the one of the big celebrities in it is Don Cheadle.
Oh, okay.
Of Avengers fame, War Machine.
Yep, War Machine. He's paralyzed now.
I never understood why they replaced Terrence Howard and why Terrence Howard.
Because he was doing Empire.
No. It was a weird switch. Anyways.
Yeah, look, well, he was also in that rap movie, which was crazy.
Switch, that one, or the switch in Major League from Wesley Snipes to Omar Epps.
That's bad, too. That's one of the bad switches. Why isn't always the black people?
I mean, wait a minute. They did it to French Prince's aunt.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, Aunt Viv.
Aunt Viv, just all of a sudden, just new Aunt Viv. I'm like, what the hell? This never happened.
The only one I can think of is Darren from I Dream of Jeannie or whatever it was, or Bewitched, whichever.
Because he died, didn't he?
No, they switched Darren.
Well, here's another example. In the Dark Knight series,
1960.
They swapped out Katie Holmes for Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. The other news from Space Jam 2 is the director got fired for creative differences.
And Captain America's getting ready to change.
Okay, you just walked all over the news.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The director got fired for creative differences.
Where?
From Space Jam 2.
So they fired...
Isn't the director LeBron James?
Yeah, wait. So LeBron fired the director?
Correct. For creative differences.
And Dokic wants to say Spoelstra's not a good coach. Huh? How's that, Dokic?
Then today they just hired Spike Lee's cousin to direct it.
All right. Well, listen.
Why would they hire Spike Lee? I don't want the cousin. I want Spike Lee.
I guess they're running out of budget.
No. Did you just say Bruce Lee?
Maybe they didn't want to do the right thing.
Robbie, minus one.
What?
Did you hear what he said?
Minus one.
Your movie's got to be like water.
Malcolm Dealey.
Oh, no. Sounds great. What's he done?
He's done some stuff.
Done stuff?
No.
Yeah.
Name some.
He's got some joints.
Lee, 49. Cousin of acclaimed director-producer Spike Lee, best known for directing The Best Man, Undercover Brother.
Oh, really? All right.
Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Oh, I like that movie.
And Girls Trip.
Okay. All right. I'll take it back.
Shout out to Spike Lee's cousin.
But yeah, LeBron James, who is executive producer of the
movie. They're also making White Chicks too.
So, like, was his creative differences like the Monstars win?
I don't know. Like, that's what I was trying to figure. I was trying to figure out the scenario which you'd have creative differences on a Looney Tunes movie, but evidently there were.
How do you direct a Looney Tunes movie when it's voiceover?
Did they like suggest LeBron playing the post too much on Space Jam?
I don't know. Like, maybe
they wanted JJ Barrera to defend LeBron.
Like, I was thinking, like, maybe Elmer Fudd like threatened to walk off the set. Like, I don't know.
I don't understand creative differences.
Yeah. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, like I don't know.
Space. They already did it. Just copy.
Yeah, just like Bugs didn't like the script. I don't know.
But
Bunny didn't like the script.
You got it.
You know what to do, Robbie.
Tasmanian Devil.
Minus one.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.